the battery's going and whether it's still on.
This is all the office stuff.
Where did you get that from?
I got that from Sue Wrighton.
Oh, I see.
I think this is an exercise you did. I don't know how, whether it's still appropriate, in fact, whether you've still got the same numbers of employees in the office.
I don't know. Where did you, just so that I'm in the picture, where did you get your initial permission from to gather this information from within the company?
From, well, I don't know where Sue Wrighton got it from, but my initial contact is with Sue Wrighton.
Oh, I see.
I've seen Miss Fox.
Yeah.
Yes, also. I mean, can you tell me, for example, why the receptionists are part-time, the two receptionists?
Yes, in principle, the original of that was that it gave us, if you like, flexibility in the sense that if you've got one person who was your telephonist receptionist, every time she was off sick or was away on holiday or whatever, you had to sort of find a sort of supplementary situation from somewhere. And we said if we had two people, one working mornings, one working afternoons, it gave us flexibility within, so that came the door and one was off sick, you could say, okay, Lady A is away sick, Lady B double up and cover.
Yeah. And is that something you tell them when you appoint them?
Oh, yes, of course.
That, that's expected, I think.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Just, can I see this?
Yes, sir.
And is that anything they have any problems with in terms of...
Well, they always say when they start it's perfectly all right, but eventually problems do arise in the sense that sort of from time to time people find it is a bit of a nuisance when that responsibility is put to them. You know, if somebody's going to be away for a fortnight sick or a fortnight's holiday, you know, depending on the temperament of the person, you know, someone's just, dear, it's killing me to work full time for a month or something of that already.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we do get reactions from them in that sense, but when they start, they're quite happy with the circumstances, but once having establish the condition, you know, from time to time it does cause them a bit of a problem.
Yeah. But, when, if they actually said they couldn't do it, then you wouldn't take them on, would that be the case? And if, for example, someone said they couldn't do afternoons, they could only do mornings.
Well, if we are looking for a particular sort of set of hours for a specific application, then we try to fill that.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody comes along and says, well, I can't do it, then there's no point in trying to sort it out. See, one of the at one time we had a routine within our system which we call the charging practice, which is where we charge the salesman with the goods that they had, and we did this manually. Now it's done by computer, but we did it manually, and it meant that because of the outgoing and income of the salesman, these things had to be completed by sort of, but certainly by lunchtime, which was 12:30, quarter to one, which was our sort of break point for the lunch hour. And it meant that a certain amount of work had got to be completed between 9 and 12:45, which was our normal morning work. So to accommodate that, we looked for people that would work part-time, which again gave us a certain part-time in the sense of 9 to 12:45. But that again gave us flexibility in the sense that we could double them up to cover sicknesses and holidays and that sort of thing. There were times when we had to supplement that by getting comp operators from agencies to work at particularly difficult times like the Coventry holiday fortnight or whatever, those sort of things. But primarily, because of our working pattern, we find that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're much busier in terms of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday than we are Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we would employ people perhaps to work Monday and Tuesday and maybe mornings for the rest of the week, or Monday and Tuesday and a Thursday afternoon or something of that order, you know, a sort of different pattern of hours, because that was the requirement of the workload. So we fashioned the hours required, people required to sort of accommodate the workload.
I see. And is that same pattern of days, is that the same in production? I mean, does it reflect production? Or is it a different thing?
But you mean the actual people that produce the confectionery and the bread?
Yes.
Not necessarily, no, because they work the sort of shifts, the specific shifts of the requirement of the plants that we have, and if anything, it probably works the other way in production, that sort of at the beginning of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the requirement production-wise is a little less, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it builds up because of the weekend.
Yeah.
But the point being, of course, that from an administrative point of view, the work goes along steadily. Thursday, Friday, Saturday tends to tail down, but then on Monday morning you've got the sort of the wind-up of last week to sort of settle down to clear all the work, and there are certain factors, because we work very much on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, and we have to produce reports of our weekly trading, and you can't start on that until you've finished your week, which is sort of virtually midnight on Saturday.
Right, so that's done on Monday.
Monday morning you start catching up for last week and beginning the new week, sort of thing.
Yeah. And those reports, have you always produced those?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a sort of trading report of the week's trade last week. And sort of by probably Wednesday AM of this week in relation to last week, we can produce a full report which sort of tells us what we've produced, what we've sold, what it's
like the three cashiers who are part time and do presumably actually quite a few hours, do they?
Well, again, it's a question of need. See, our working pattern is that the salesman goes out probably, oh, I don't know, an average of 5 o'clock in the morning and arrives back upwards of 11, 1, between 11 and 1, depending on the territory that they're working, which means that basically you don't need our cashiers are just like a bank teller, you know, he sort of waits for the salesman to pay him money over the counter, and that's his prime function. So there's no need to have him there in sort of between 9 and, say, 12 or something. That's all.
Right, you just need him for
We just need him for a short period during the afternoon. Right. And again, and then we have to have coverage again on Saturday, because Saturday is a bigger day when the salesmen are settling and paying in more money, you see. So we have a man that works during the week and then two supplementary people that come Saturday.
Oh, I see. So two of the three are Saturday people. Are they all men?
Yes, they are.
Are they over 65? Do you know? No, they're not sort of over retirement age.
No. Yeah. One is, I think, one's just about that bracket. He retired early from his own business and he's working for us.
Yeah.
Sort of. But the other two do normal work as well. They've got a normal job during the week.
They have. So
which is of the same type of work.
So it's a second job for all of them at the moment.
No, the one, as I
except
said, the
one
retired
one
early
one
from it. He had his own business and retired early.
Machine accounts. What, why are they part-timers rather than one full-timer?
Well, this is a sort of throwback to the time when our machine account requirement was greater than it is now, in a sense, and we did a lot of additional work in terms of sales statistics through our machine accounting, which has been superseded by the computer processes that we now use, and the work has scaled down, where we had probably full-timers with a part-timer to supplement. We've sort of come back now to the part-time situation, which is just a sort of carryover from.
I see. So there used to be a full-timer here, and did she leave? Are they women, these women?
Oh, they were all women. Female.
Yeah. Did she leave, or did she ask her, did she have her hours reduced?
It's some time ago now, and I can't quite remember, but the full-timers did leave, you know. it sort of reminds us of various things. At one time, I had a full-time youngster who was single, and then she married, and because of a certain pattern of work that we had to follow, there were requirements where they would work short periods of overtime at the end of financial periods, which are 12, 12, 12 and 16 weeks. And it probably means something like two or three evenings a week, perhaps, instead of leaving at 5 o'clock, they would work until maybe 7, 7.30. And back in those days, when this one youngster was a full-time person, she eventually grew up, got married, that sort of thing, and then her husband came along and started telling me that I couldn't expect her to work overtime now that she was a married woman, etc., etc., etc. And I said, well, she accepted the job with these terms and conditions, and I would expect her to fulfil that requirement. But after that, she didn't last very long. You know, she sort of didn't want to, and she moved on, went to something else, etc. And we replaced her with another lady who eventually left, and sort of natural wastage takes care of these things, and you eventually come back to the situation you want.
Yeah. And that was about how many years ago that changed?
Oh, probably something like 10. And it happened over, you know, it sort of sorted itself out over a short period, you know, when the computers came in.
Oh, of course, the computers came in.
That has some bearing and effect on it, sure. Because, as I say, we used our machine accounting systems, and we had two or three machines, and we used that to produce certain statistical records for the sales department, etc. And which were superseded by the computer systems, and eventually the thing just sorts itself out over a short period of time. Because one's attitude is that, well, all right, if we're going to have computers, it will disturb and change the systems. And you talk to people appropriately and say that, you know, well, we've either got to change over and retrain you from doing that to doing this, or sort of wastage and maybe even redundancy, probably, but it didn't become necessary for us to make anyone redundant.
You haven't had that situation yet?
No.
Do you anticipate it?
Not really, I don't think, no. I mean, one can't be sort of, perhaps, too positive about these things, because you're never quite sure what is going to occur. In changes of systems, because we're in the process of change now, you see. It's not constantly shifting, but it is changing, sort of thing, from time to time, different things occur. We've had one system, one particular set of equipment, that is now in the process of change. We're moving from one type of setup to another, you see, which could of itself bring change again in the future, which may raise up again the same sort of problems that we had, say, 10 or whatever years ago.
But what, at the moment you can't anticipate what that...
Not altogether, not in detail. I mean, one can sort of have some idea, but you can't sort of be terribly positive about it.
Well, I mean, what would the reasons be for actually instituting the change?
Well, sort of, it's like a motor car, you know, you buy a motor car and it's great when you first buy it, but after 5 years' time, you know, it starts to wear out and you look to change it. I mean, it's the same with systems and computer equipment, you know, sort of. It becomes not obsolescent necessarily, but it changes, you know, somebody says, well, it's wearing out, we've got to renew equipment, etc. So the systems are looked at as a whole. You get changed from A to B, sort of thing. Progress, you move on.
So, I mean, it's not a particular thing about there having been particular areas which needed change and...
No, not essentially, because basically our system is not static, but it's, you know, it doesn't change a lot, because you produce your loaf of bread and you sell your loaf of bread. This is oversimplification, of course, but you know, it's not the sort of thing, it's not, say, like selling motor cars, where people are constantly looking for something different. You change the shape of your headlamp, you change this, you change that, you change the other, to sort of update and sort of let people think, well, this year it's a new model. You know, it's nothing, not necessarily massively different, but it is different. So somebody wants, it's like the ABCD registration numbers. Everybody wants to have the latest one, you know, be first. You know, you have to buy a motor car, and this sort of prestige, keeping up with the Joneses sort of thing, you know, if you're going to buy one, they say, well, we're going to wait till the 1st of August to make sure we've got the next registration number, sort of thing. But you can't do that with a loaf of bread.
No.
Can you?
No. Well, that's what I was thinking, why I mean, it's this whole thing of sort of new computing systems, and whether it has to do with more complicated administrative requirements, and changes, administrative or organisational changes, which mean that more information is being required.
Some, but not totally. Yeah.
But presumably when...
But it's that you sort of, when you get another setup, another type of system. See, we're changing from ICL to Honeywell, and sort of paper tape to sort of direct line communications through VDUs and things like this, which does give you more facility. And then in this context, sort of some systems that have been done on a manual basis will be eventually, over some years, well, I suppose it would be years, perhaps, before these things all come to fruition, but over a period of time, changes will be established and new things will be brought in, and you'll change from doing certain things manually to doing them by the computer system, which will raise the sort of problems that we've already mentioned, like the possible retraining. Somebody who's been doing this will say, well, okay, it's now your function, instead of doing it on that machine, you'll do it on this machine. Which were things like retraining and so on.
Yeah.
Well, at least that's the first thinking.
That's the first thinking, yes. So, sales ledgers, sorry, come back to these.
Well, we've more or less covered that in,
that
in talking about
machine
our machine accounts,
primarily,
yeah. See, again, it's the requirement of we're doing certain things manually there, which will eventually sort of come into the computer setup. But the part-time situation is because someone says, well, we must have all these invoices sent to X by, they must be in the post by Wednesday evening, so Monday, Tuesday is a bit of a scramble.
Yes.
You have to, you need the people then, but after Wednesday, you know, you begin to sort of set up for next week, but you don't need people there for sort of 8 hours a day or whatever.
And so are these the jobs that are likely to be particularly affected by the new system, the machine accounts, the sales ledger?
Probably, yes. You could sort of say that as things are at the moment, with the projections that we have on it and the thinking that we've heard of, yes, that there will probably be more possibility of it there than otherwise, because the data room people, which is the computer sort of data that we're discussing, they know, and they're beginning to sort of work into the new system now. We've got the first part of it, the first change is there, and the girls are using it. Similarly with the comp section. The comp section deal with the output that comes from, and they're beginning to get into the routine and the new system.
So they deal with stuff that comes from the data room, do they?
Oh, yeah.
And these evening ones in the comp section are presumably part-timers.
Yes.
How many of them work evenings?
Well, we've got 11 in that section, but they work staggered patterns in that sort of, well, many moons ago, things were difficult in recruiting people to work in this situation, and we established a working pattern of two evenings and alternate Saturdays, because we thought that gave a certain flexibility again and freedom to people that were working in that. It's probably more costly by doing this, but it did give a more attractive situation, probably, if a lady's got sort of young children, her husband has to look after them if she's coming out to work in the evening. But periodically, you know, certain things crop up which they want to do together from a domestic or social point of view. And if they have certain flexibility in that they know they've got Thursday night and Monday night off this week, you know, they it's a more attractive proposition. Yeah. It depends, I suppose, what people want. You know, there are people that are looking for that sort of situation. There are some people who might want to work six evenings because of their, you know, the sort of financial dictate of their personal circumstances.
Yeah.
But we found that we could attract people, and we've had some of them work for us over 20 odd years.
Yeah, just doing the two
just
evenings.
Just doing those two evenings. But again, it works both ways. You have flexibility within that setup in that you can say to girls in those circumstances, well, would you mind working three evenings this week to cover for holidays or sickness? We do allow them flexibility within their own circumstances as well, but if say a girl works a regular Wednesday evening but something happens and her husband comes home and says, you know, it's the firm's dance or something on Wednesday this week, you know, then she has the option of coming in and saying, well, would you mind swapping my Wednesday for your Monday kind of thing, so I can go to the dance with my husband, that sort of thing. So we do try to be a little bit sort of reasonable as far as they're concerned, because we realise that sort of looking after perhaps husband, kids, family, etc., you know, does cause its problem.
Does that
but
mean
we expect them to be sensible and reasonable about their sort of responsibility from a working point of view.
I was wondering whether having that flexibility meant that you didn't have the absenteeism that you might have otherwise. I mean, they just take the Wednesday off anyway, but they're not bothered to.
No, I think they are very conscientious and quite reliable in this sense. Yeah, they tend to sort of do their evenings. If we do have sickness, they're very good. They'll ring up and sort of tell the section leader that, you know, at home, they'll ring the girl at home, or probably if she works, they'll ring at work and say, well, you know, I'm sorry, I've got the flu and I shan't be in this evening. Mm-hmm. I've had a word with Mary Jane, and Mary Jane says she'll cover for me, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So I say they are quite responsible and conscientious about it.
Are they mainly young mothers, the ones who do evenings?
Well, some of them, as I say, some of them work for us for quite a long time,
yes.
So it's probably fair to say that they're more mature now. But we do have some sort of younger people, and it is, I suppose, probably initially the people that have got young children that look for this kind of evening. But I suppose that, apart from the financial consideration, there could be some sort of therapeutic side to it, and they feel that by coming out in the evening, you know, they do have a chance to have a natter with somebody else and talk about this and that and the other whilst they're doing work. I mean, they're kept fairly busy, you know, they don't just sit there all evening and over the garden wall sort of situation, but I say it does give them a chance to see other people and have a natter, which they perhaps wouldn't do if they didn't do something like that. So it's probably a 50-50 thing.
Have any of them ever asked you for more hours? You know, I mean,
oh yes, from time to time they'll come along and somebody will say, well, look, you know, my kids are getting to school age, or they've got to a more senior school situation, and you know, I find the evenings a bit of a bind. If there's a vacancy in the day sections, could I switch from evenings to days? We've had quite a few of those sort of situations. We have had situations where we've had to say, well, no, sorry, we can't, you know, there's nothing going at the moment, and they've said, oh, well, you know, I must get a switch from that to this, and I'm looking for more money, I need an additional.